I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello and welcome to Raw Impressions episode number 76.
Match game 76.
Isn't that emotional?
On this episode, the very first Raw Impressions flashback from January 2023. Also, Adele reads poems. Please enjoy. Thank you for listening.
When I realized it was the 76th episode, I did have almost an impulse to make it like a bicentennial. Because 76 in 1976 was a huge deal. People painted fire hydrants into like Revolutionary War figures or Uncle Sam. People were really, it was a very patriotic time. And Hendrix and I have been watching Match Game 76 too.
Oh, how's so, that?
It's fucking amazing.
Is it?
Yeah. Match the star.
What's it on, YouTube or?
Yeah, it's YouTube. There's a YouTube channel that has these incredibly well transferred, I would say, from analog to digital episodes that run in order.
Wow.
Like, you go like Match Game 76 and bam, there's the entire fucking year of episodes all in the crispest quality they can be.
That's so cool. Like, whoever did that, thanks.
I know.
Right?
Like, it's that kind of thing. Like, thank you.
You did the work.
Deep gratitude. So much joy.
Yeah, the gift you're giving people. Wow.
The gift they're giving me. And now Hendrix loves it, too.
There you go. But new generation. On to Match Game.
Not intending to make... I feel there's a Match Game episode of Raw Impressions in me.
Oh,
or perhaps a mini Music Monday.
I'd like to watch a Match Game with you one of these days, one of these afternoons when the kids are at school.
They're only, you know, they're without commercials. They're only 21 minutes long or so.
Sure.
And they are incredible time capsules.
Are there commercials cut from them?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Without, I mean, it's.
It's kind of, I hate commercials typically, but it sort of is a shame because I would love to see almost the commercials from the 70s.
You can see those on YouTube, too.
I know.
I like to have the crisp, like, bum, 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 you know, because it really, there's a momentum.
How fun for the fashion and everything.
Oh, my God.
The looks.
I think you'd really, really like it, and I do want to share it with you, but let's do that. Let's talk about that.
Match Game another
day. I'm building a whole epic episode about this show where I recreate the music.
Okay.
It's developing. It's in my brain.
Planting the seed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good. Just plant that seed. We're going to slowly water it. No pressure. It'll happen, let's say, in 2024. Just give yourself till the end of 2024 for your wonderful Match Game episode.
Mm.
How's that?
Okay.
Okay, does that give you enough time?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Or 2025.
I don't know.
We're not going anywhere, guys. This podcast will be on forever.
My ideas are like, they can be like a tree. You plant it and it takes... could be like a macadamia bush. Have I talked about macadamias with
you? It's a bush. Oh.
Some kind of bush.
Uh-huh.
I think it's like a tree-ish bush.
Like a nut bush?
Nut bush. So
a nut shrub.
Did you know that they have to grow for 17 years before they start giving nuts?
Is that true?
17 years.
12.
Really?
Really?
Raw Impressions Flashback.
Oh.
Episode number 8, January 2023.
I really would love to see you and Dave Grohl growl off sometime. That would just be...
No.
You. I thought you said you wanted to be friends with Dave Grohl.
I never said I wanted to be friends with Dave Grohl. I mean, I'd love to be friends with Dave Grohl. Who would not?
I think you did. I think you did.
No.
I think you put that out there last year, in fact. But
no, that's not,
And then it was Dave Grohl and Eddie Vedder.
Hey, take it easy.
Oops, did I reveal too much?
Easy. I mean, look.
Can you please make this happen?
I can't say no. I can't say no. I don't want to be friends with David Grohl. Mm-hmm. But I'm just. It sounds pathetic when a C-list musician says, baby. "I want." I mean, it's you outed me. Saying that I wanted to be friends with Dave Grohl and Eddie Vedder.
Impressions flashback. Yeah,
so that was you humiliating me.
What?
I felt.
Did you really feel humiliated?
I did feel.
You could have just edited the whole thing and said, "We're not putting that out there."
No.
You allowed that to
this
go
into
the
world. This is raw impressions. I let it out raw. I did feel embarrassed.
Maybe I didn't realize that was like a secret we share lots of things. Obviously we're a married couple, if you don't know, but, I didn't know that was like a secret desire and that it wasn't for raw impressions. Sometimes, you know, you don't always know what, I don't know. 'Cause you are so public about so many things that,
that's true.
Yeah, I mean, in my defense, I feel like I don't really know the line then with you.
I outlined my masturbating habits very early in my quote-unquote career. I did, yeah. So, why would it be humiliating for people in general to know that...
You desired a friendship.
I desired the company of Dave Grohl.
You did. Uh-huh. And thank you. Can you admit that now that you did? Because I said that. It wasn't something I made up. You... Obviously,
I want to say that I was honestly, I think I was a little embarrassed. I think I probably turned even more red than I am already. I'm a very red person.
Don't be red.
I was a little redder, but no, I left it in the episode. I wasn't trying to like do any damage control. I wasn't trying to censor what you had to say because it was funny. You know, I had to step back and go, it is funny that you're teasing me about. But I'd like to say, guess who? And you already know. Guess who hung out with Dave for probably over 2 hours just a few days ago?
Do we have like an applause thing we could pop in?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, great. Fireworks blowing.
No, I've got the
applause. A drum solo.
I extracted the applause from a Black Sabbath live record from the early 70s. So I'm going to put that in there because that's exactly the applause this deserves. I spent some quality time, I'll just say, with Dave Grohl.
David, yeah.
David Grohl.
Uh-huh.
I did.
I know. It happened, guys. It happened a year and some months later, a year and a half later or something.
And you know.
Yes.
The cool thing is, it was exactly like I thought, and it was why I was like, I knew that if I met him, that the conversation could go like it did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's going to tell some really funny stories.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell him some things that I wanted to tell him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because just there's a lot of people of his age group my peers, I mean, people that have grown up in a very similar musical environment. Like we kind of started off with hardcore punk rock,
mm-hmm.
We did a lot of US tours, had a lot of crazy, and we've shared booking agents. We have a lot of little things in common along the way. We've worked with some of the same people, you know, so I like to touch base with people from that are peers of mine in that way.
Yes.
And the fact that Dave is like a full-on A-list rocker, you know, celebrity was a little intimidating.
Right.
And did make me feel, but I did just want to connect with him on kind of a basic level because it's almost always fun to connect with anybody that is from my same little niche.
Yeah.
My same little time niche.
No, I knew why it would be fun for you. I mean, maybe, the listener wouldn't quite understand. I don't know. But if they're a Lou Barlow fan, they'd, I'm sure, understand why. And I'm glad to hear that it was nice. It sounds like it was very nice.
It was.
And yeah, that's great. It was, so Dinosaur was in Atlanta this past weekend for the Shaky Knees Festival.
Right.
And they played the same day as the Foo Fighters. So Lou got to go watch the Foo Fighters and get to meet Dave then.
They took us over right before the Foo Fighters played and we chatted with them then.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dave was like, you know, I'll be around after the show.
Mm.
And usually I'll often split.
Yeah.
If I can. But I was like, I have to hang. I'm going to watch. I mean, the Foo Fighters play for a long time. They have an incredible relationship with their audience.
Yeah.
Dave has a really good way with his audience. The band is extremely consistent, and they've got a new drummer now, Josh Fries, who's this amazing, amazing studio drummer slash drums for everybody guy, and he's great.
Yeah.
And Murph and Jay were very interested in seeing Josh Fries play with the Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jay and I hung out through the show, and sure enough, there was Dave ready to hang after the show.
Mm.
And we did. We all we had a nice little circle of people, and we all just swapped stories, and Dave has some really fucking good stories.
Yeah.
You know, I, bad on me, when I saw his autobiography and it was called Storyteller, I was like, oof, that's a big title. That's a lot to chew. Like Storyteller? I mean, like, come on, he's my age. Storyteller? I mean, this is like, it's like wizened, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a portentous title.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly pretentious, but you know what?
Mm, he is a storyteller.
The guy can tell a story.
There you go.
And he tells them well. And he knows his audiences too.
Yeah.
So it was like we were having like a little. Aww. It was great. And he likes to gossip. You know, like let's do some rock gossip.
That's good, fun.
Good stuff.
You always like that too.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
You know?
Makes it more fun.
It does. You know, him telling stories of like watching REO Speedwagon rehearse.
Amazing.
Him telling stories of trying to sing on stage with Guns N' Roses, who all perform with in-ear monitors, meaning there's no way to hear the music when you're on stage with Guns N' Roses. So
Does the Foo Fighters have in-ear monitors?
They probably do, but there's sound coming off the stage.
Uh-huh.
So they probably use a combination. I didn't look into it. You know the other great thing about talking to Dave Grohl?
What?
Very little gear talk.
That's also your favorite.
Very little gear talk.
Yeah, you guys like, are, you know.
I don't want to talk to other musicians about guitars that we use.
Sure.
I don't want to talk technical details because it can often come to that.
Actually, you know why he is really in your pocket is because he is a storyteller and you love that.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
So you do also love the stories, and you love to tell me stories.
I do.
And so, and you know, I think that that's actually really sweet. It's like you guys have that in common, is that you like swapping the tales, and you eat it up, and he probably does too, really enjoys it. And I listened to the full episode. I had my hair done this morning. And it was kind of funny because actually...
You listened to the full old episode.
The full old episode.
Yeah, this was Raw Impressions 8. Raw
yes. Impressions. Eight. So, flashback. And I knew we were going to discuss the Dave meeting. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, oh, I'm going to go back and listen to that episode. And it was perfect because my drive was a half an hour to my hair salon, and the episode was like 24 minutes. So I pulled in like right on time. I got to listen to the full episode. See how we've done that for you guys? You know, just a half an hour drive hits that sweet spot. But
everything is a half an hour away.
Everything is a half an hour away. So there you go. And it was funny listening to that episode and just hearing ourselves like over a year ago, like baby podcasters, you know, out in the wild talking.
It was a baby pod. Little bitty baby pod.
It was a little baby pod. And, but it did sort of make me just laugh, you know, like listening to us talk about, I literally saved Dave Grohl's name like 50 times in the episode, which is I think, funny. And also mentioning, I forgot about the Eddie Vedder part where I'm like, and then not only that, you said you also wanted to meet Eddie Vedder, and that made me laugh because now you got to meet Eddie Vedder. We've done Dave. I don't know. Now Eddie, because there is a beautiful...
That felt very personal. When you did share those things, I did feel a little bit like, oof.
Oh, exposed.
I almost felt like a kid, like, and your parents are talking about some shit you did when you
and
were
And I talked about you like in a third person. Well, Lou says that he wants to meet Dave Grohl.
Yeah, it's a little bit like if your mom just fucking sells you out to a room.
So are you
full
mad
of,
at me?
No, of course not.
Yeah.
That was good for me. And I'll tell you what, I think just the fact that we went through that episode.
And you allowed it to air.
And I allowed it to air because I could have just squashed that bug. I could have been like, nope, nobody's going to find out.
About my secret.
My secret that is, that I want to meet Eddie Vedder and I want to discuss baritone ukuleles.
Mm. And you wanted to just meet Dave Grohl and just
Dave, I'm
hang.
Like,
just hang.
I wanted to hear the stories.
Yeah.
And he seems, for coming from that time period, we come from the same kind of time period. It was a very intense period.
Mm-hmm.
When your bands were coming up and Nirvana becoming extremely popular was a very intense experience.
Mm-hmm.
And they did it from a very distinctly not like traditional rock and roll. They weren't like rock stars,
mm-hmm.
you know? But they became rock stars.
Yeah.
And Dave Grohl became a rock star, but he's embraced that role in a way that I find really tasteful.
Wait, what's this? Is this going to be another blip from the episode?
No, this is here to remind you...
To read my poetry?
Yeah, you should really...
Okay.
Read these poems.
Okay. Good reminder. Well,
so let me.
So,
can I set this up a little bit?
Yeah, please do.
We set it up already in the last Tiny Toons Tuesday.
But if you weren't there for that one, and you're
So we had an episode, another episode, a flash. You know, back I don't know. God, it was 20 episodes ago, perhaps. We did this.
I think it was last summer. Yeah.
Yeah, we did. We read from our journals.
Mm-hmm.
And I read from journals of not so distant past, maybe like 10, 15 years ago.
Right.
Mostly like dreams. I was reading like, I used to write down my dreams. And so it was a dream that I, very odd dream that I had. And then you had these lovely little poems, these really super sweet poems that you had written, you know, when you were 8 or 9.
Yeah. Really
very,
young.
Very sweet, you know, big loopy handwriting.
Mm-hmm.
It was all just such a sweet little glimpse into a sweet little... girl, you know, so nice. And but there were some poems that we both had recalled seeing somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And they were from your high school years. And unfortunately we couldn't find them.
Yeah, however, I didn't know where they were for that episode.
In this recent upheaval that we've gone through in the house, which is
our attic. Our roof was redone.
Our roof was redone, and in the process of that it rained debris all over the attic.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to go through the process of cleaning out the attic.
Because that's where we store all our shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The attic needed to be completely cleaned. And it was.
Yes.
And in the process of that, I stumbled upon these two. Oh.
You stumbled upon a David Sedaris book.
Yep.
And then you opened it or something?
Well, no,
or
those were sticking out of the book.
Out.
I was like, what's sticking out of this book? And I'm like, there they are. Bam. And they're the two pieces of paper that Adele is holding in her hands now. And
mm-hmm.
I'm excited. This is some of the most...
This is less sweet. This is older Adele going through some things.
Hmm?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, take it away.
Take it away. Oh, okay. Well, I can tell you that I think they're both from high school. I know that the first one I'll read is definitely from high school. It's from my senior year. I will not name the teacher, but I know the teacher it was about, and I had very strong feelings about her.
And don't hold back. Yesterday you did a little practice read, and it was really...
Okay, so just read it with the same...
I'm sorry, I don't... No pressure.
Okay.
You do it how you feel it today.
I would just like to say there's no, like, title on this or anything. I don't know if I just wrote this to just get it off my chest and then hide it. And but it's printed, which is wild. So like I obviously printed it. And anyway,
it was you typed it out.
Yeah, I typed it out. Mm-hmm. God. Okay. Okay, guys. And I'll start now. Okay. She wouldn't even listen to me. Fucking bitch. She teaches my creative writing class. Fucking bitch. She wouldn't know imagination if she sniffed it up her nose. She tells me my paper needs a title. I grit my teeth and disagree. Fucking bitch. Go piss up a tree. She's a tight ass with a brain full of lead. I feel as if I could kill her. She slashes my papers with her red fucking pen, telling me to fix the errors that are only in her head, never considering I might have wanted my writing that particular way. She's just a fucking bitch. What can I say? I will also thank you. Thank you very much, everyone.
Audience 1972.
And for if this ever gets up on YouTube, I'll put that. Can you see that in the do-do-do? And maybe I'll take a picture of that. anywho, and then so that, yeah, wow. Had some feelings.
So that was your creative writing teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How can you criticize creative writing?
She was very critical of my creative writing. And I wasn't a fan of, and I think I might have even failed the class or got like a D or an F. I don't know. It was not good. But I, yeah. So, okay, here's another one. This one's a handwritten one.
can we see the handwriting real quick?
I'll put this one up to the screen again real quick. I don't know if you can see it.
Okay.
But, okay. Oh. All right. This one is also quite terse, quite strong. That's how I felt in school, high school. Okay, here we go. Again, no title. I don't know if this was just me just riffing my little poet self. Okay. This school is manure, squirting from a horse's ass. Crumbling system. These kids are trapped in their own torture. You are not the only one trapped. It's a shithole. Shithole. Obsessive compulsive. I want to eat you alive. So,
now that
so
one,
everyone.
That one is like a hardcore tune. Yeah. Man.
I have to say, I'm really proud of myself for some of my descriptive language in this one. I mean, the school is manure squirting from a horse's ass.
You feel that line.
Wow.
You feel it.
You feel it. I mean, you're there. You're really feeling it.
You can almost smell it.
So, yeah, this is high school. That's high school for some of us. Whew.
My high school poem was a song called Training Ground.
Yeah, that you guys did with Deep Wound, right?
Yeah. I'm never going to college. My life won't follow a plan. I've had enough of their knowledge and this game that I can't win. 4 years of high school, judgment through the grades, a twisted idea of progress, a waste of too many days. It's all a training ground where you learn to be afraid. You learn your insignificance. You shut your mouth and pay. Only the exceptional, they will benefit. They learn to make a profit from other people's shit.
Well, we weren't that...
I know. I feel like we...
I know. We were kind of kindred like spirits there in high school. Wow. I know.
Maybe we really are soulmates.
Oh.
You know?
Gosh, maybe.
I mean, I've always... That term soulmate is a little bandied about quite a bit.
Mm.
But, you know, knowing you wrote that in high school, that means a lot to me. It makes me feel closer to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Well... I hope you all enjoyed my poems. Oh my gosh, the timing. This episode is like, oh yeah. And Dave,
I don't know. I think hanging out with Dave Grohl, it's put a little spring in my step.
Oh, yes.
I'm not going to lie.
Yes.
I don't, you know, I may never hang out with Dave again.
Let's not go that far, honey. He's but welcome. He's welcome in Greenfield, Massachusetts anytime.
No pressure.
No Dave. Pressure, Dave. No pressure.
Hello. Man, thank you so much for listening to another episode of Raw Impressions. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, feel free to tell us all about it. All right.
Mm-hmm.
See, 4-track man's psyched too. You hear that?
I know. We're all a little peppier today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.